Over half the world's population lives in the Asia-Pacific region, and Asia alone hosts around 53 million out of the world's 191 million migrants. Millions of these people migrants are easily exploited, less paid, trafficked and marginalised, and the phenomenon is growing hand in hand with globalisation. The Church in Asia, under the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences, is trying to set up a cross-border support network for the men and women, and in particular the families affected by migration. The FABC held a special workshop on the issue in Pattaya, Thailand, organised by the Office for Human Development. We spoke to the Executive Secretary, Father Nishi Sagayam, OFM.
This workshop was held in Pattaya in Thailand, and specifically on these days, to focus on the response of the Church in the light of Catholic social teaching, with a special reference to Caritas and Veritate, in the issues concerning the migrants and the indigenous peoples. Why we have selected this particular topic is the Asian Church, by and large, it is filled with indigenous peoples, and it is the land of migrants, the both incoming migrants and the outgoing migrants in the Asian countries. This is precisely the deserving people. The Church speaks highly about the option for the poor. The social teaching cares for most of the thing. The central theme of the most of the social teaching of the Church is based on the option for the poor, peace building, welfare of the least and the last person in the society. Therefore, we are going beyond the religious borders, religious boundaries. We go beyond the caste, color, creed, and we are going for the solidarity of all the people. Oftentimes, the people who are disturbed by the welfare states, the globalization, are these migrants who are internally displaced. And the migrants who come from rural areas to the urban areas seeking for jobs, at the end, they are left with underemployment and unemployment. Oftentimes, their families suffer. Therefore, the Church, the Mother Church, calls for attention of all her children to focus on these people. In Asia level, we have four different zones mainly. The Central Asia, which is Stan states, Kazakhstan, Turkestan, Turkmenistan, all these places. And we have got South Asian countries, the major India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. And also we have Southeast Asian countries like Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, similar countries. And also the East Asian countries, Japan, Korea, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the like. Therefore, in all these four regions, we have different types of situations. But we have two different major groups of migrants. Who are these migrants? Most of these migrants at the lower level are indigenous people. They are the people who have lost their wealth in their countries, in their forests, in their rural land. Therefore, they migrate to the city places. And also, these are the migrants, people who also search for job in other countries. So many of the Filipinos people, they go to Gulf countries, or Japan or Korea in search of job. And the Indians or South Asians, Pakistanis, Bangladesh, they also go in search of job, either in Gulf countries, mostly in Gulf countries. They also go to some European countries, and they also move to East like Japan and Korea for searching for jobs. Oftentimes, these migrant workers are exploited in every way through the companies, through the brokers who take them out. So therefore, the Church has to play a vital role to respond to their struggles, to guide them in different layers. This is one satire. How to take care of this? This is not only a pastoral activity. We also have to care for their economic, social, and cultural welfare. We also need to take care of their pastoral needs when they go into another countries. And mainly these people's economic, social, cultural rights, civil and political rights are also exploited. Therefore, the Church cannot just sit quietly with such just pastoral care alone. We also have to move into advocacy level. We have to collaborate with the governments the NGOs that work for the migrants and indigenous welfare, we love to work with, collaborate, network with the interreligious groups. And we also have to work with all the commissions of the church, the Justice and Peace Commission, Commission for Migrants, Commission for Indigenous Peoples. Through this way, we will have to look at their constitutional privileges in every country. Many countries have got special privileges and special rights for the incoming migrants. We will have to deal with them, whether these things are taken care of for the people who are coming inside. We also have to deal with the policymakers and the government officials. These are some of the important things. How to go about this? This is an important thing. To deal with the, what we love to do, the church at the OHD level, that Office of Human Development, what they, we are planning to do is, to, we are focusing on the conferences. The conferences, every conference at their country level, should deal with the, all these different layers of governments, NGOs, interreligious networking, through our own commissions, and also secular network to take care of their wealth. We also allow to take care of the pastoral needs, maybe their mass, confession, sacrament of reconciliation, basic Christian communities, grassroots organizations. So those things also pastors will have to take care. The dioceses can take a lot of things. Most of the diocesan headquarters, social work centers are all in the towns in the Asian countries. So what we can do is the incoming people, migrants and indigenous peoples, we'll have to have a data bank. We'll have to take care of their three levels of focus through our institutions in the dioceses. That is their education of their children, their medical care, their social welfare. Probably we'll have to think through many of our institutions, special quota, special concern for these migrants. And we also will have to take care of the advocacy. When the migrants, incoming migrants in our countries, in other countries, they are really in need of some guidance, third-party role. The church can play a vital role taking care of their people, their struggles. We'll also have today a special celebration of Migrants Day, in which we can create the local peoples with the migrant people, some kind of interactions and solidarity, which will give a very good base for the people to come up in life. Therefore, faith-based organizations, civil service organizations and NGOs, and we also have got many church-based organizations like Franciscans International, Pax Christi, Asian Center for People's Progress of Peoples, and the International Commission for Migration, all this Catholic Migration Commission, all these people also can network together towards the welfare of these migrants. These are the different layers we discussed, and we have made the dioceses and the organizations to discuss at the conference level and also to collaborate with the diocesan level for this.
If we were to bring it down to a very basic level, Father, to try and help people understand the real challenges that migrants face, is there any one area, any one situation of migrants, any one issue that is particularly concerning for the church in Asia? For example, I think, I don't know, of many of the women who are forced to immigrate to earn money, leave their families at home, become domestic workers and are not protected. Is there any one area that you're particularly concerned with?
This all come under the migrants of labor. There are two types of labor. One is domestic servants, domestic aides. They are not only going outside the country, they are also internally, the many tribal girls, they are taken for the domestic workers into the towns. And there is no pastoral care, there is no documentation, there is nobody to take care of their welfare, to take care of the girls, how many hours they are working, how much they are paid, where is their holiday allowance, where is their weekly day off. All these things we can negotiate with the local governments in some countries. Some countries where they are going outside, the receiving countries, their dioceses can network with the migration office and ministries, can create an office in the receiving countries wherever the people go in and into those areas. They can have a special thing. They can also think of women's cells, where the migrant women's cells, where they can give their redress, their explanation, their concerns, their difficulties, their challenges. Otherwise, we are not able to protect our women wherever they are. Besides, when we are taking care of women, the children also. The children, their marriages, their childbirth, so many things are there when we take care of women. So many areas of focus we can certainly do. Therefore, it is not only migrants, migrants' families also. There is also a network we can create, diocese to diocese. Incoming migrants' diocese, as well as outgoing migrants, the diocese of those areas. So we can have a network. Therefore, our work will be a global network, as you said. It's not only Asia. Asia is linking with Europe. Asia is linking with among the developed Asian countries and the developing Asian countries. So therefore, this network should be a wider network. And the, one of the main things we are aiming at is every diocese should have a commission or an office or a desk for migrants. Secondly, every diocese or every country, a conference level, should have basic guidelines which will be available to the migrants, outgoing migrants, incoming migrants, some telephone contact number. These are the, some of the basic information we can feed in to the migrants for their safety and security and protection. And the third level is wherever this pastoral concern is needed, the religious needs and care and concern, the Gulf countries are taking very well, but other countries who should take care of their migrants, people's mass and other things, the diocese can take care, take a special interest in that. Internally displaced migrants, the people who are coming into the cities, the diocese also should take care of those migrants, people, the priests from their language, from sisters from their language concerns, can come and offer their service. In this way, we will have a holistic focus on the migrants' welfare.